Amazing Blue Nation, it's Tom Brady. I co-founded Autograph with one mission in mind: change the fan experience for the better. That's why I'm excited to announce the release of a new app that recognizes the biggest Michigan fans. The Autograph Fandom app gives you access to the best Michigan content, fan challenges, and exclusive rewards for diehard Wolverines, all for doing the things you already do, like listening to this podcast. Head over to the Apple App Store and search for Autograph Rewarding Fans and download today.
Hey, just like my good buddy Tom Brady just said, download the app Autograph Rewarding Fans. Use my code MFRANT and start getting rewarded today. All right, go Blue. Hey, Michigan Maniacs. This is the Michigan Football Rant, and I am your host, Adam Brewer. This is the reaction episode, Purdue. This was an interesting one. So let's just go ahead and get into it. Ryan Walters, to me, is a joke. I'll just say that right now. Ryan Walters is a joke to me. To be honest with you, I think he's one of those fake tough guys, again, that you see so much as a defensive coordinator who gets his one chance to be a head coach. And I'll be honest, this is his one chance to be a head coach. The one thing that you see as bad head coaches, right, guys who don't know, like Josh McDaniels, undisciplined coaching, like undisciplined teams are a direct effect of a bad head coach, right? And that's what we saw with Purdue. Ryan Walters is probably a very good DC, right? Very good DC. But how many late hits, how many bad hits, how many penalties, and I mean bad penalties, how many, like, all those things happened in this game. And I guarantee you money, you go back and you look throughout all their games, bad coaching. Like they're leading, their starting running back has 8 fumbles on the season. And it's not looking like he's getting better at not fumbling the ball. Like, last night he got lucky that his knee went down first before he fumbled the ball. So, bad coaching, right? No discipline. Those things. Also, he's cocky and his defense is, they suck for being as cocky as they are. There's too many players on that team that think they're good that have no right to think such things. Now, the two, I'll give them credit. There are 2 guys on that defense that are legit. And I'll even say maybe 3. That number 0, I think, on the defensive line, even though he's a penalty machine. But number 4 and number 5, I believe that is. I wrote down their names. Scorton and Jenkins, I believe. They're pretty good. I got to give it to them. They have a right to be cocky, you see. Those guys actually produce on the field. Now, everyone else on that defense stinks. They happened to make plays last night because JJ was rusty. The one thing that we've learned about this Michigan team so far in this season is if it's a night game, they stink. They're going to make mistakes in the special teams arena. They're awful at that. They have like almost zero interest in a game. I don't know if it's the fact that they don't get enough sleep, they get too much sleep, they get bored. I don't know what happens throughout the day, but they are done with the day by the time the game gets here. So when Michigan plays a night game, it's going to be their worst outing. And then what also have I always said that worries me about a Michigan team? Anytime there is a layoff. So what I tell you, right? The beginning of the season worries me. The playoff or bowl game season worries me. In bye week, always go back and look at Michigan throughout probably Harbaugh's tenure. Their bye week game is always their, like the back, coming back from the bye week is always their ugliest game. Now, that's a testament to how good we really are this season, is that we won 41-13 on a bye week when we normally would struggle. And we didn't look good. I mean, well, actually, our defense looks great. Our defense looks great. DJ Waller gave up a pass that he shouldn't have, but I would assume he lost the ball in the light, would be my guess. Also a night game problem. But other than that, our defense looks fantastic. Our edge rushers aren't getting sacks really, but what they're doing, what I love what this defensive line is doing, is that they're getting their hands up. In every possible second, they're getting their hands up. So they're either hitting the quarterback's arms or they're batting balls down. They're getting deflections. All of that is huge. If you're not going to get a sack, you might as well deflect the ball or cause the quarterback to know you're there. And what's going to make a quarterback feel even worse is, well, obviously getting blasted with a sack is the best thing you can do to a quarterback to rattle him. But if you're bull rushing around the side and he thinks he has a clear shot, and all of a sudden his arm gets smacked and he's throwing the ball for an interception, which we saw tonight or last night with Purdue, that gets in his head. He's like, are they around? And if it's even the split second of him guessing if someone's going to hit his arm, that means that's a split second more our defensive ends or our linebackers or our cornerbacks have a chance to make a play. And that's something we haven't had even in the Don Brown era. So I love what this defense is doing, right? I really love what this defense is doing. Personally, I can't wait to root against Ryan Walters for the rest of his existence. He is, and now I'm going to make a meme about this. He remember Return of the Jedi, Jabba the Hutt, and Jabba the Hutt had his little ugly little pet that used to hang out with him. That's exactly how I look when I look at Ryan Walters. I see that ugly little pet. And what makes it even more realistic is that he came from Fat Butthead, which is Bielema. Bielema is Jabba, and he's the annoying little pet. So it's a perfect marriage of baloney. Like, these two are the biggest dorks, and they just annoy me so much. So I can't wait to actively hate on Ryan Walters from here on out. He's cocky for no real reason. We saw the game last night. They did nothing really outstanding for him to be cocky. I've seen how they played all season because if any of you have been listening to this show for a while, Purdue has always been my low key second favorite team in the Big Ten, only because of my favorite players of all time have just been Purdue Boilermakers, Mike Allstott. Rod Woodson to me is the greatest cornerback in the history of the NFL. Speed, he could hit, he could cover, he could return punts, he could return kicks, he could do anything you could ever want. Rod Woodson was the man. And then Drew Brees too. Not my favorite quarterback of all time. Obviously, I'm a Tom Brady guy, but still, I admire what he did, and what he did at Purdue was pretty impressive. So I always kind of low key root for Purdue when I can. But this dude has ruined it for me. He's way too cocky for how bad this team is. And that's exactly – every time I'm rewatching the game right now, and that's the one thing that keeps coming through my head, is these guys are way too cocky to be this bad. They're awful. Not a good defense. They have two players on that defense that's good. Everyone else stinks. Stinks. That number one, what is he doing on the field? He's awful. So I can't wait to actively hate on Ryan Walters, and I hope he never gets another head coaching job ever again, to be quite honest with you. I cannot wait to actively hate against this guy. For the rest of my life, I will do this. But overall, you know, what are we going to do? JJ looked – I mean, it's amazing, right? JJ is rusty. And JJ had threw for 60, he completed 65% of his passes, right? He was 24 for 37 for 335 yards. No touchdowns and interceptions. But still, a bad game where you're like, and it was obvious that JJ was rusty. He threw the ball behind almost every wide receiver or tight end this whole game. I would say 90% of the balls he threw were behind the guy. He didn't see that Donovan Edwards was all by himself and that linebacker was hustling his ass to get over to the edge of the go cover him on that big pass play to Donovan Edwards. He notices that earlier, touchdown. I mean, walking in, like he could have done somersaults. It wouldn't matter. You know what I mean? Just unbelievable. So, yeah, JJ doesn't need any breaks. I don't know when we go into the playoff, because I really do believe we'll beat Ohio State. I do believe we'll beat Penn State. So I think we'll get into the Big Ten title. Obviously, I think we'll get into the Big Ten title game. And then I think we're going to get into the playoff, right? It worries. I'll tell you, this layoff going into the first playoff game is going to worry me. 100% is going to worry me. Anytime JJ has a layoff, it doesn't come out looking good the next game. He just doesn't. TCU, prime example. This one, thank God we played an awful, and I mean awful, Purdue team. Thank the all-ever-loving Lord. But also, let's talk about, because I was ranting about this just to myself. That's how much I really hate what's going on with the Big Ten right now, and them still threatening to suspend or to do anything to Harbaugh. If I was Big Titties commissioner, what's his name? Timmy Big Titties. And he's supposed to be an ex-TV producer. This fool should know that there are certain teams that need to be pushed forward and paid attention to, and other teams just need to shut the fuck up and take what these other big boys earned for them, right? Now, I know that's an elitist thing to say. I get it. And most of the time, I don't believe in elitism, right? I think it's good sometimes, and I think it's bad in other times. Like, I'm glad that the Big Ten splits whatever revenue deals they have made equally throughout all the teams in the Big Ten. I love that. I think that's great, because I do believe the little schools need to be taken care of. But I also believe that the little schools should shut the fuck up. And if Northwestern, Purdue, Wisconsin, Illinois, pick Indiana, Rutgers ever came to him in this coaching bitch fest that they had in that conference call and said, oh, you need to worry about us. We're a part of the conference. If I was Big Titties, I'd look at them all on the Zoom or over the phone and say, shut the fuck up and just deal with it. You know what? Learn to steal signs better yourself. No one, and I'm telling you, no one's clamoring in the nation for an Indiana-Purdue rivalry game. You can't sell that. You couldn't even sell it in the fucking state of Indiana at all. No one gives a fuck about that game. But you know who people give a crap about? Michigan-Ohio State. There is no way that Big Titties, as a commissioner, should ever listen to the majority of the Big Ten. Because let's face it, if Ohio, before they made this big deal with getting all the Pac-12 teams to come over, if Michigan and Ohio State decided to leave, you wouldn't have a conference. Because Penn State would leave to go wherever fucking Ohio State and Michigan would go. And then tell me, who are you marketing in the Big Ten if Michigan, Ohio State, and Penn State are gone? Wisconsin? Iowa? Iowa, who scores 10 points a game? That's who you're going to base all your TV deals off of? Pick one team in the Big Ten if you take away the Big Three. And I'm being generous by putting Penn State in the Big Three. I'm being very generous. But still, pick a team. Just pick one. Pick one that the nation would give two shits about if it wasn't for Michigan, Ohio State, or Penn State. Just one. There isn't one. There's 14 teams currently in the Big Ten, and 11 of them no one gives a shit about. So big titties, go do what you want. But if you even think about like suspending Harbaugh, you're nuts. Because if fucking Michigan decides to walk, you know Ohio State will follow. They'll hate it, but they'll follow because they everybody knows it's Michigan, Ohio State. And guess what? You don't think the SEC will do it? And the one thing I have to say about the SEC, I know this is a rant and I'm getting off on something. I don't care at this point. You know what's one thing that's nice about the SEC? They all know they cheat and none of them are willing to go out and say it. They all just say, hey, but whatever. I love Kirby Smart's response to Michigan when what they said, well, did you notice anything? No, I didn't notice anything. And he was absolutely slamming Michigan and he deserved to because he kicked our ass. But also, it's an SEC response. We ain't going to acknowledge anybody cheating because that means you might look at us. You might just look at us. So it's a gentleman's agreement. And I'll be honest, I respect that in the SEC. They all know they cheat. Now, getting on stuff that maybe it annoys me. This should have been reaction episode plus what annoys me. But I obviously, Twitter is a cesspool of baloney at this point if you're a Michigan fan. But there is one account that I saw that I don't really know how to feel about this, only because, and I'll break it down to you. There's this account called Mr. Ohio. Feel free to look him up because he has two takes today that I've seen and then I just got off Twitter because I didn't know how to really process it. One was he compared Michigan's scores and how they played against Rutgers and Purdue. And then how Ohio State played Rutgers and Purdue. And he was saying that, he was making the claim that Ohio State played better than Michigan did against Rutgers and Purdue than Michigan, whatever, right? Not taking into account that Michigan's teams both did not play in the fourth quarter, right, of both Rutgers and Purdue. Well, I guess they did play against Purdue, whatever. But against Rutgers, they didn't even play in the fourth quarter. So that was an asinine take. Also, we played these teams better than you played these teams. Associated property, I think it's called, or transitive property. That's what it's called, a transitive property. That's also a dumb take. I hate when people make those takes. And then also, he made this take. I believe it was him. He made the take that, it's also strange that Purdue scored the most points against Michigan the same week that Michigan got called out for, or the week after Michigan called out for sign stealing. The most points against Michigan, they scored 13 points. And he goes something like, they've never, or I can't remember how he put it, but he made it sound like that was a good total for them. Like they hadn't scored more than 6 points in a month, or they hadn't scored more than 13 points in a month, which also was a poor thing because they had scored, that was like the second lowest point total that they had scored the whole season. Now, I say I didn't know how to feel about these things, not because it was so intelligent that my brain couldn't comprehend it. It was that I didn't know if this man was a normal human being, like if he was of normal intelligence, or if maybe he was mentally challenged. Because if he's mentally challenged, then these are very good tweets. Like he's doing a good job. Like I'm sure whatever little job he has or what life he's able to get in godforsaken Ohio And he's there probably living with his mom, and she's super old, and she like takes him to the park where, you know, that kind of stuff so he can get out and about. That's great. These are great tweets for someone like that. And I want to support anybody who is mentally challenged that can make these tweets. I want to hear more from them because it means that they're actively trying to take a part of like the Discord, and that's sweet, and we should make room for that. But if this is a normal human being, like of normal intelligence, which I don't know if you can be if you're an Ohio fan, then these are the dumbest tweets I've ever heard of in my life. And literally, his old decrepit mother should go down either to the basement or go up the stairs, wherever his room may be located, take his phone, and not allow this person on Twitter anymore. It is embarrassing. It is an embarrassing thing when you're a grown man of normal intelligence to do something so stupid. Now, we are done with my rant. I think let's just get back to the football game. A good overall showing, to be quite honest, with Michigan. I don't like what JJ did, but still, it was a night game after a week off, so he's going to be rusty. Thank God it was Purdue. Next week, I fully expect to see a much better JJ. I really do. I didn't like the 4th-and-1 shotgun play with Khalil Mullings. I'm starting to become more of a believer in Khalil Mullings, because after TCU, I thought you should have just kicked him right off the team. That's how strongly I felt about it. I am never a fan of a shotgun running play on fourth down when you have your best fourth down guy, which is Corum, on the bench for it. Doesn't make sense to me. Don't like it. Don't know what they were trying to do with it. Overall, I liked what Michigan did with the motion plays, being able to, you know, start motion one way and then go back the other to either allow the motion back to either help with become a lead blocker or allow him to get better separation from the back that was going to cover him anyways. I liked that a lot. The defense just continues to look fantastic, in my opinion. Offensive tackles. Maybe one of the worst games I've seen them play, which worries me because Penn State very much so got after McCord with their defensive tackles or pressure from the outside, which involved the offensive tackles. So if our offensive tackles are going to look like shit, that worries me about Penn State. Now, overall, I still think we're going to win by double digits. But that concerns me. So I'm not a big fan of what I saw there. Overall, though, I think this was a very business-like win for us. This was definitely the Big Ten version of beating Bowling Green, right? Bowling Green, this looked almost exactly like Bowling Green. JJ looked like shit. The special teams looked like shit. It was a nighttime game. So overall, glad. I hope we never have another nighttime fucking game the rest of the season. I am sick of them. I wish we never play a nighttime game ever again, but I understand money. See, Commissioner Big Titties, the reason why Michigan's on at night is for money, because you're on Peacock. You know, Big Ten Saturday nights, I think NBC paid a lot of fucking money to have the Big Ten on at night. And guess what? They weren't paying whatever they paid you guys for Indiana, Purdue, Northwestern, Michigan State, Iowa, Rutgers, none of them. You know who they paid all that money for? Michigan, Ohio State, and Penn State. And take that to the effing bank. And if you go ahead and you suspend this man, you're going to be the most short-lived Big Ten commissioner ever, and it proves why you are no longer a TV producer, because you don't understand what brings eyes and butts into the seat to watch your product, you moron. So do not suspend Jim Harbaugh before any investigation even happens. The fucking NCAA hasn't even given like notice on Burgergate yet, let alone sign stealing. And if you're going to get bullied by the likes of Purdue, Northwestern, AD, or coach, you don't belong as a commissioner. All right, guys, it is great to be a Michigan Wolverine, obviously and always. This week is going to be exciting, obviously, because you know something's going to happen. You know something's going to happen. Also, guys, hey, God bless Santa Ana, or Santa Ono, Santa Ana, sorry. I think of John Wayne Airport when I hear his name. I'm in the airline industry, so it's just a Santa Ono. Thank God for him. Thank you, ever-loving Lord. Read that email that he sent to the Big Ten Commissioner Big Titties. You will love this man. You will love it because it is so well thought out. It is so smart, and it is low-key threatening, and it is the best. It is a great read. So it is great to be a Michigan Wolverine, guys, and always and forever, guys. Go Blue.